The Lord went halfway to the tabernacle feast. Halfway is 3.5 years. The great tribulation is 7 years, literal. The Lord, out of mercy and love, because nobody is going to be able to withstand the immensity of the persecution. That's why God made it short, only 7 years. And even the 7 years, He divided it into half. The first 3.5 years is the beginning of the pain. But the last 3.5 years, Satan will devour the whole world and the church with it. He will destroy everything on the face of this planet in 3.5 years. Satan will be released in this period. He will do things he wasn't able to do in his entire history. From the time he was kicked out of heaven, he fell out of heaven, till that day, he was never given power as such in those tribulation times, 3.5 years. The Lord is saying to all of us, I am still here. In the gospel, He said, if you're thirsty, come, I'll give you the living waters. When did He say this? He said it in the midst of the tabernacle feast. The tabernacle is the great tribulation. In the midst of the great tribulation, He says, I am still Christ. I haven't changed. Come to me if you're thirsty. Well, we're going to be thirsty, all right, because at that time, there is no more quenching. The whole world will be against the Lord Jesus, not any other false god. They will be deliberately against one. His name is going to be Jesus. That's it. Freemason don't give one penny, or not Freemason, Satan doesn't give one penny about Buddha, about Muhammad, about Krishna, none of them. He doesn't care who these people are. He only boils up when you invoke the name Jesus Christ. Why? Because this man is the only man that crushed his head, that put him to shame. So he can't stand the name of Jesus. He will fight his church. He couldn't win with Jesus. He wants to win with his children. And so many children will sell their master, like they've done now. They received millions of dollars for opening their churches to be hubs of vaccination in the name of law-abiding citizen. We need to be hypocrites, in other words. The Lord said, if you're thirsty in the midst of the tribulation, come to me. I'll give you the living waters. The living waters is my word, the Holy Bible. My Holy Bible is the only truth. You want to receive the truth? Receive it from my book. No other book, no other place. The world will give you nothing but lies. I am the truth. Christ said, I am the truth. He is the truth. Come and receive the truth through my word. And when you receive my word, I am the light of the world. The light of the world, meaning that light is life, because water is the source of life and the light is the source of life. So the word of Christ is the source of your life, my beloveds. Be close to the church. Be close to the word of God. Be close to the Holy Bible. Come to Sundays receiving the Holy Communion. Come Fridays receiving the Holy Word of Christ through Bible preaching sessions. Come, my beloved, do not delay. Do not walk away from the truth. Do not. So the church will deny the Lord, because the Lord said it. We've tasted, the last 2 years, we've tasted the denial of the church, of her beloved groom. 100%. I don't need to take a photo next to a politician, regardless what their position is, So just because the government has given me grants, I go and be a hypocrite? I'll take that grant and I'll put it to good use, and I'll say to the Prime Minister, sorry, I disagree with you. I'm not going to do what you want, and I will still get the grant. And if you don't want to give me the grant, I don't want it. I don't need it. There are times you cannot compromise anymore. You cannot negotiate anymore. And you could be killed for it. It all depends how far you want to go. Because remember, Jesus, not to the world, to his own cousins, appeared to be someone with mental issues. Do you think they're not going to call me sick in the head? Look at you talking. This is not normal. Why are you talking like that? Why are you going against the government? Why are you mentioning these names? Now that is sick. Don't talk like that. Because they said that to the Lord Jesus. Everyone who speaks the truth, the world will refer to them as mentally sick. And that's what's happening. The majority of people, they are worshiping liars. They don't want to come and listen to those who speak the truth. Caiaphas, the high priest, had all of Israel following him. Poor Jesus, only 120 people out of Israel. Only 120. So even if he had a church, it would have been half empty maybe. Or very empty. Caiaphas, woohoo! Thousands upon thousands upon thousands every Sabbath. But when there were like big events, you know, millions coming to Caiaphas. Poor Jesus, 120 people. Today, in the millions, they follow the liars, but only few follow those who speak the truth. What has changed? Only technology has changed. Nothing has changed. Same old. Poor Jesus. Even though I'm a wretched of a servant, and I'm useless, and I give you a hard time, Lord, but you know that I love you. I love you, Lord. Man, I love you. I just eat him. You know what? When I see him, I'm going to pinch him so hard, I'll make him scream from pain. I don't care. He can call all the angels. I'll bash him up all. Because I've got my mother with me, Mary. I'll pinch him. I'll eat him. I'll smack him. And then I will lick his sandals. I will lick them. And then I'll wipe them on my face for my face to be brighter than the sun and whiter than the snow with the sandals of my sweetheart. I love you, her. Satan, just get lost. I pray for the world. I pray for every human being to come back to Christ. There is no one else but him. Young men and women, moms and dads, grandparents, all ages, Jesus is the only one. I beg of you, don't let that moment go where you are not with Christ and invoking his name. You want to play soccer? Play with the Lord. You want to go for a drive? Drive with the Lord. You want to sit down with your friend? Sit down, but also talk of the Lord, not just empty things. Come with your friends to the church for a change. Enough going out clubbing. Enough going out and having fun. Have fun in the house of the Lord. Come and spend time with this good-looking bishop, brother. You want to dance with somebody? Dance with me, baby. Why do you want to dance with the world? The world is evil. The world is deceptive. The world is poison. Come to Christ where He gives you honey, where He gives you full nourishment and enrichment and fulfillment. Jesus lives forever, and whoever has Jesus will live forever with Him as well. Amen. So tribulation, not tribulation, we're gonna have fun with the Lord, baby. We will still preach while the rockets are going, exchanging between the countries. Man, when the nuclear head comes from China to Australia as a present. Did I just say that? When the nuclear head comes from China to Australia as a present, shout and say, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I'm about to meet you face to face. I cannot wait. Mr. Xing Jingming, thank you so much for the rocket, because you have expedited my encounter with the Lord face to face. So, ni hao, hao hao, thank you, goodbye, see you later. Let them play in the mud and the filth. Come and play with Christ. If you know any rich man or woman, tell them we want to build a youth group center. Donate. We want to have our place of refuge. Boys, next time, tell your friends, come with us. Let's go to church. Girls, tell your friends, let's go to church. Come with us. Cousins, family members, whoever you have in your life, invite them. Encourage them. Bring them along with you. Fill the church with people. All of you, if every single one of you bring another or two people with you, that's it. The church is full. Doesn't take huge effort. Just bring another person. Let's bow our heads, my beloveds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our good God and full of mercy, our good God and full of mercy, whose grace and mercy is poured upon all. Pour, my Lord, the compassion of the delightfulness of your love upon your servants, and again transform them in the hope of renewal to the life of repentance. Renew in them your Holy Spirit, by whom they are sealed for the day of salvation. Purify them by your compassion from all flesh and spiritual blemishes, and assure the hope of their faith by the aid of your grace, and instill the walks of their behavior in the paths of righteousness. Please them along with the saints in your kingdom by the assurance of the hope of their faith in the adoption as your children and in the joy of your absolving mysteries. Empower them by the aid of your mercies to observe your commandments and fulfill your will, to confess, worship, and praise your holy name, the Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. May the Lord Jesus bless you, guide you, and protect you. May the Lord Jesus always give you the strength to carry on and come to the church on a regular basis. Always. Come to the church, my beloved, always. And let us put our hands together and do something for the Lord Jesus. We want to raise this young generation, young men and women, for Christ. Let's do something. Let's build this base of youth for the Lord Jesus. Let's do it, my beloved. Come and let us talk about it and see what we can do, because there is a lot to be done. There is a lot to be done, and we need to do it. And don't say, I am Catholic. Don't say, I am Orthodox. I am this and I am that. Please, please, please. When the time comes, neither Catholicism nor Orthodoxy is going to come to your rescue. The only one that is going to come is Jesus Christ. I am not saying that you deny your Catholicism or deny your Orthodoxy. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, do not let this be a hindrance and an obstacle stone for the children of Christ to come together. We all share a lot of things in common. We all share foundational things in common. So let us come and unite and build a beautiful, beautiful family for the Lord Jesus. Family for the Lord Jesus. Family for the Lord Jesus. I'm Orthodox. I'm sure there are Catholics here and non-Catholics either. Maybe there are Protestants in here as well. Oh, be careful, Bishop. Relax. 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 Being fanatic about your faith is very narrow-minded. Speak the truth, no reservation. But don't be fanatic. I'll tell you what my faith is, but I will still hug you as a Catholic and as a Protestant. But this is my faith. Jesus is neither Catholic nor Orthodox nor Protestant. Jesus is God. But I will never deny my roots, the apostolic teachings, over my dead body. I will never deny it. This is the true teaching. But we need to reveal Christ in the truth and give Christ in the truth and be together as one family. Amen. Amen. Love you guys.